I'm Diane Roberts. UK regulators say people who have a significant history of allergic reactions shouldn't receive the new Pfizer-BioNTech coronavirus vaccine while they investigate two adverse reactions that occurred on the first day of the country's mass vaccination program. AP correspondent Zaria Shackley reports.
The announcement brought yet another shot into the worldwide race for a vaccine to end the pandemic, a scientific effort that has seen China and Russia compete with Western firms for an effective inoculation. While questions remain about the Sinopharm shot, already at least one country outside China plans to roll it out in a mass vaccination campaign. The United Arab Emirates, home to Dubai and Abu Dhabi, conducted a trial beginning in September of the vaccine by Chinese state-owned pharmaceutical giant Sinopharm, involving 31,000 volunteers from 125 nations. I'm Zaria Shakili.
Israel received its first batch of Pfizer's coronavirus vaccine Wednesday, with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu declaring the pandemic end was in sight and vowing to get the first shot. Quote, "This is a great celebration for Israel," end quote, he said at the airport near Tel Aviv as a forklift started unloading the cargo from an air freighter. The shipment was the first of 8 million doses ordered from pharmaceutical giant Pfizer and its partner BioNTech. It came ahead of Hanukkah, the Jewish Festival of Lights, which begins Thursday. The Russian space agency said Wednesday it planned to offer the Sputnik coronavirus vaccine to cosmonauts, but insisted the vaccine would be done on a voluntary basis. Last week, Russia launched its mass vaccination program using Sputnik V, which has been named after a Soviet-era satellite. Developers say it's 95% effective based on interim trial results. This is VOA News. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson heads to Brussels Wednesday for dinner with European Commission